Hi, K-Watchers. It's Leanne.
Hi, everyone. It's Juliet. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Queen of Tears, episodes 7, 8, and 9. Chairman is donezo. What's going to happen now that the Hongs are banished from Queensville? Let's find out. Good morning, Juliet. How are you?
Oof. Rough morning. And I imagine you're feeling the same.
Usually your rough mornings are because the kids woke you up. Your early riser was at my house. He did a little sleepover at our house.
That's right.
He behaved nicely. He did not wake me up. But we are having a rough morning because we did a party bus to Wine Country yesterday with 9 moms.
About 8 hours, right?
Yeah. I haven't party bused in a long time.
Yes. The last time I did that, I did not even have children.
Oh, really? It's been that long?
Yeah, like a full-on limo bus?
Yeah.
We've gone up, you know, driven ourselves, but this was an intense day.
It was very nice because it was totally planned for us.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, we just showed up at a place, but like lunch was in the car, there was drinks, we didn't need to know where we were going. It was very...
freeing. I mean, it was...
I never checked my watch the whole day.
What, for steps?
No, just for time.
I know. It was lovely. And what was amazing about it was that it was a Mother's Day trip and it was almost entirely planned by the dads.
The other thing about this trip was that it's the moms on our street. And I don't know most of them very well.
Yeah.
And so there's another thing about just hanging out with women that I don't really know very well, but it was a great time. It's like late in life friendships, you know, that you got to open yourself up.
You really do. And yeah. I feel like once you enter elementary school, for some people, not everyone, but there's like a whole new community you have to get to know. And either you put yourself out there to get to know them or you don't. And it's not comfortable having to make new friends this late in life, but also it's pretty fun.
When you say, do you remember most of it? No. The answer is no. I'm like Hayden. That scene where Hayden, I think it's episode 7.
Yeah, it's the end of episode 7.
She's tending to the cat in the rain and Hyunwoo comes up and he realizes she doesn't remember anything from Germany. She's like, I love you to him. And she just doesn't remember anything about the divorce and he has to jog her memory. That's like you and me this morning. I'm like, wait, did we eat dinner? You're like, yes. I was like... did I just hang out at your house after and sleep on your sofa? I'm like, yes. And then did I bring your son home with me? Like, what did that happen?
Did you drive 17 houses in your car? I have the unfortunate ability to remember everything after drinking. And I don't know. I don't know if I like it. But I took one of those Korean anti-hangover things, which I was trying to sneak to you because I only brought one other one. But then you were just like so in the groove that I was like, I don't know when I can give this to her. I would feel like too weird to be like, hey, just for Leanne. Anyway, so I had an extra in my purse, but I had it and I just felt so fine.
Oh, good.
And so I was like, because your husband is in Korea right now. So I was like, so should I text him right now to ask for him to bring a few boxes? But it might not be a good time. I'll just have to wait until he's in a, you know, good place.
He's in Korea for a family matter, but he's actually filling his hours by just going to E-Mart. Like, he texted me yesterday that he was at E-Mart.
Okay.
Getting kid pajamas.
I'm going to send him a picture.
Yes, send him all the things. I've already gotten all of my face products.
Oh, good.
My Olive Young list. The kid pajama thing in Korea. They're the softest.
They are, sorry, I sound like a Gen Zer, but they're elite. They're so good. And you can't find.
Period.
Period T. I can't find anything comparable in the US.
Nothing.
There's a few that are like 100% cotton, but it still doesn't feel the same.
No. Now that my memory has been jogged about my last 24 hours, I am really desperately trying to remember what happened in episodes 7, 8, 9 in Queen of Tears. So let's start with episode 7. We can start with the Kim Soo-hyun cry count. I had one mini cry, like, you know, the tears welling up.
Okay, yeah.
And then I had one big cry. And it's the scene with the rain when she doesn't remember Germany.
Oh,
big
yes.
Big cry. We're wrapping up in Germany. We get a truck of doom. It took us 7 episodes. We're halfway through to finally get a truck of doom. Hayden, of course, is having an episode. She's wandering around Germany and she walks into the street. Truck of doom's coming to her. And as we talked about in the last drama, this is very much a Korean drama trope where your leads always seem to get hit by a truck at some point.
And it's the same kind of truck.
Yes. In Korea, it's always the same kind of truck. But this German.
Oh, was it a different one?
I mean, it's in Germany, so.
It was a Mercedes-Benz.
Yes. The German branch got called up to send somebody down the road to try to knock Hane out. But
this one was not intentional. Right. This was just her having lost her consciousness and not really knowing what she was facing.
Yeah. And so Hyunwoo saves her and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, don't save me. She basically is telling him, I don't have any reason to live now. You wanted to divorce me. I'm heartbroken. Let me die.
And the wise doctor told Hyunwoo, you know, I've had terminally ill patients. And of course, some of them have been suicidal because they have had nothing to live for. But the patients who have something to live for, they are able to overcome the disease.
So in an interesting twist on this, instead of living for him as a partner in life, he uses himself as a sacrificial lamb and basically lights a fire in her to hate him. He straight up tells her, living with you was terrible. I hated every minute of it. Our marriage was the worst. Yes, I wanted to get out. And she is pissed. And it's a great twist to this problem of wanting her to live. Now she really wants to live so she can ruin his life. She goes after him the only way she knows how, an audit. Two words to make any lawyer shiver in his boots. Dun, dun, dun. No truck of doom for him. It's an audit.
We're going to go through your computer.
We have boxes. We're going to take all your boxes and we're going to take all your papers and you'll That's see. Right. We'll get you.
Although, you know, when I was a lawyer, yeah, we would do discovery and go through people's emails, the opposing sides. And if there is anything you learn from here, don't do anything on your work email, first of all. And don't talk shit about other people. But there was just terrible stuff and a lot of like people passing inappropriate pictures amongst really? Their coworkers, bad jokes, you know.
Any affairs? Did you ever?
I did not uncover affair, but that would have been very interesting.
Yeah, you know, one of my first job out of college too was I was in forensics, and so that's a lot of what you do is you just go through paperwork and emails. You know, you come out of school
think you're gonna be doing something super glamorous,
yeah, or it's gonna be like suits or something, yeah, right. You know? And meanwhile, you just have rooms of lawyers and forensic
in a warehouse, yeah.
In what we used to call war rooms.
Yes, yep.
But basically, it was just a bunch of sweaty 20-year-olds in their business cash, eating gross lunches, yep. Sweating it out all day.
Reading
together
very
room.
Boring emails.
Yeah. Hane's dad also investigates him. He sends a scandal prevention team to do an investigation and into his personal life.
I didn't realize those two guys were from Crash Landing on You. I had forgotten.
Yeah. So when Hane's dad is like, is he actually really this sad and pathetic? Or are you guys just bad investigators? He's like, I've found people in North Korea before. There's a lot of meta moments. And there's another big one, obviously, coming up with a divorce. But it's a little bit too much.
It's a little too much. And I feel like it's now becoming too frequent in the show.
Yeah. Like, it's very like pat myself on the back. Remember? Yes. Remember, yes. You all watched that one too.
But I wonder also if the writer, it's like an inside joke. You know, yes. She's like, oh, if you've watched this and you know and you feel good that you can make the connection.
The prevention team just finds out he just eats by himself at this one Haimonese restaurant. He watches a cat and then he runs around the track of an elementary school and he's just crying out loud. Is that maybe what we need to do to get our stress
out?
Well,
I was going to ask you, if you had just all the time in the world right now, what would you be doing?
But if I was sad? Or
yeah,
if
you
happy?
Let's say you were sad. Let's say you were Hyunwoo. You were sad. You had no children. You had nothing else. What would you be doing?
And you don't want to go home, right?
You don't want to go home to face your ex-wife.
I guess I'd be, you know, drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pocha matcha drinking, I think. Eating salty food. How about you?
I used to love going to the mall. That was my thing. You know, just like walking around. I wouldn't even buy things. I just love being around that energy. Actually, I've been picking up golf.
Mm.
So I get the addiction to hitting a ball.
Right.
You know, and so when he's going to the batting cage, it feels very good. It's very satisfying.
There's another hilarious scene where Hane goes to a funeral house, finds out Hyunwoo has been sending flowers on her behalf to an employee and condolences for the employee's family's death. But the funniest part is when Hane goes into the funeral home and then the employee's there is like, oh my God, thank you so much. And Hane just stands there because she doesn't know what to do. And Secretary Na like motions to her. She's like, pat the back and say, it's okay. And then Hane does it. And I was like, that's me. Like, I need a Secretary Na to tell me what to do and say in awkward emotional circumstances. So I've been ChatGPTing. Like,
for what?
For like, you know, I had to like lay off an employee. And so yeah. I didn't know what to write. So I asked ChatGPT, like, what do I write in this text message? And so ChatGPT's been writing my condolences.
I'm going to have to go back and look at all my messages from you.
The ones that sound like, dearest Juliet, I regret to inform you I will not be joining you at this dinner party. ChatGPT is my secretary now. The other big thing that happens in this episode is the big reveal.
Yes.
We now have confirmation that Mo Money, Mo Problems, Chairman's girlfriend, is in fact the mother of Eunsung, David the dog killer.
So we get the backstory. They were very poor. She didn't have the money to raise him and give him the life that she wanted to. And so she sent him away to this orphanage. And then he got a scholarship. He was adopted by this American family, went to the best schools. And now, 30-some years later, they're exacting their revenge on this family.
It's the longest con ever.
Yeah, but also, I guess it's convenient because his family is wealthy. But it's also unclear to me, like, what has this family done to you that they deserve to be taken down this way?
I think maybe she saw an easy target.
Right.
She had a way in with him. I mean,
they're all very dumb.
Right. And I think it sounds like she might have been a housekeeper.
That's right. And they called her Tomi, which is kind of a shortened word for helper. But that's also what you call the ladies that come into the karaoke room with you.
Oh, like a you call them Tomis. Hostess?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, okay. Another Korean word of the day that you will never, ever use. But
I see. So the insinuation is that she was the mistress, basically.
Yeah, mistress, but also as a housekeeper.
And so you see from Eunsung's perspective, he flashes back to the way that this family has talked about his own mother as like, oh, she's just a helper. Oh, she's just a mistress. They very much, you know, have looked down on her.
Yeah.
And this woman has sacrificed 25 years of her life. Also sacrificed her relationship with her son just for this moment she can take over this company. And it turns out that Eunsung doesn't actually even want the power. He actually is only here for Hane.
Yes.
He's
basically been in love with her since they were kids.
Yeah, and he's been waiting for this moment to be with her. So Mo Money, Mo Problems, the mom, is trying to keep them apart. She's like, I don't need Hane here. We're going to take it all. And we can rule this together. And he's like, I need Hane. I was like, you guys should have talked more.
Yeah.
Really? Like, she just wasted 25 years of her life. And now you're like, actually.
You should have had a strategy meeting earlier.
Yeah. We need some goals and mission statements.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. OKRs.
Mm-hmm. Eunsung is now like, hey, by the way, mom, I hate you.
Yeah, that was the other thing that was really confusing to me. So he doesn't really like his mom, but why has he been a part of this plan with her?
Yeah, like you could have gotten Hane otherwise.
Yes.
Truck of Doom, her husband.
Yes.
And then come and, you know, swoop in.
Audit him.
Yeah, you don't need to take down this entire company. And also, what makes you think, Eunsung, that taking over her family's company, booting them out of their house,
right,
is gonna
going
make
to
her
inure
love
her you to you?
Yeah, he didn't think those went through.
She also does not seem to like him very much, right? Because he suggested to her, you should divorce him.
Yeah.
You should divorce Hyunwoo. And she's quite offended by it.
She's like, I didn't kick him out so that you could take his seat. I kicked him out because he suffered in our marriage. And so actually, that was a good moment because she didn't say, I kicked him out because he wronged me.
Right.
She said it's because she actually felt bad for how he must have suffered in their marriage because of her and her family. Yeah, so like all of this is built up for Mo Money, Mo Problems and Eunsung to win, but actually neither of them are happy because Mo Money, Mo Problems doesn't get the son by her side, which is seemingly what she's worked for this whole time, and Eunsung doesn't get Hane, which is what he's been doing the whole time. Like, was it worth it? 25 years? Down the drain. Although she looks not a day older than she did when she was first at that orphanage.
And that's the other thing. She's had access to all the money and all the nice things up to this point. So
I guess, but no respect.
Yeah.
The big thing that happens in episode 8 is the divorce. I thought they would draw this out more.
Yeah, I was like, wait, okay, so it took a 15-minute meeting and now you guys are divorced?
I mean, when you get nothing, when you have, you get no assets, all you're doing is
just ripping the paper apart. There's no contractual agreement between the two of you.
I mean, he gets to keep his car. That was nice of
him. He has some nice cars.
Yeah. It's the cameo we've been waiting for.
I didn't know it was going to be a cameo. I thought he was going to be a feature.
Song Joong-gi, one of the most famous Korean actors in Korea.
Yeah, he's not going to be a side character.
Yeah, he drops in for one day's work.
And probably got paid just as much as the rest of them.
He comes in as Vincenzo, which you didn't watch that
drama. I didn't watch it.
That's a great drama, Vincenzo. He plays like a mafia consigliere. But again, with a lot of meta in the show, divorce attorney friend is like, oh no, she hired a big gun. And then Hyunwoo's like, who is this guy?
He's like, he's like, said something about the mafia. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
And then Hyunwoo goes, oh, like Mafia the Game?
He also goes, they say he might have been special forces in the military.
Right.
They say might have been a space sweeper. Yeah, like
all of the films that he's ever been in. And then like, oh, he was born into a rich conglomerate family. Which
was reborn rich. Yeah. So again, too meta.
I know.
But it was cute. I'll take it. He comes in just hot.
I mean, I personally don't see him and think like, oh, he's so hot. But man, he has an aura about him, right? Even compared to Kim Soo-hyun can't compare.
It was interesting because they sit across from each other at the divorce proceedings. And it's just like two of the top guys in Korea, just toe-to-toe, head-to-head. It's hard to have a presence with Kim Soo-hyun in the room. Right. And I thought Song Joong-ki he really shone as Vincenzo in that scene. So then the divorce is just done.
Yeah.
We're just done. There's no protracted fighting. Hyunwoo just backs away. But Hyunwoo stays on in his job at Queen's Group. And Hayeon in an elevator is just like, why are you doing this? It's so humiliating that you would be here working for your ex's family. And he clearly just wants to stay by her side. And I think that's the only place where he can be, where he can also like investigate what's going on, right, and keep track of what Eunsung's up to. Clothing is used as a way to express people's feelings in the show, as it was in Marry My Husband. Hayeon shows up when she's ready to get divorced in a bright red suit, and she's got some crazy jewelry dripping all over her. Secretary Na says, oh, that means she's pissed. Interestingly, Mo Money, Mo Problems, now that she's really wealthy and head of the house, she also came
in a full red outfit.
Yeah, and dripping with a beautiful necklace around her neck. It's interesting, the use of red to signify, for Hayeon, she's angry, and for Mo Money, Mo Problems, she's like,
it's power.
It's power.
What does it mean in Chinese culture?
Red and gold are very lucky colors in Chinese. Ah. So that's why during Lunar/Chinese New Year, you know, it's red envelopes. It's like,
yeah,
the decorations are all red and gold. Yeah. It's very much a lucky color.
But you know, those color consultants are super hot right now. And they're like all over Korea. And I think also there is now an understanding that red looks really good against our skin color.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So the color consultant, places you go in Korea, but they have one out here too.
They do.
Yeah. And so they basically are just taking panels of color against your skin to give you an advice about what colors work well with your skin tone or which don't. And so I guess, yeah, red looks good on people. And maybe that's what the Chinese have known all along.
Here we go again. Oh, do you see that thing? Lucky. With Ronnie Chang.
Oh my God, so good.
Ronnie Chang was on the Fun with Dumb podcast and they were talking about jajangmyeon.
Jajangmyeon is, you know, we've talked about it on the podcast before. It's actually a Chinese noodle dish. But when Chinese people were immigrated to Korea, that was the only thing that Koreans would let them sell was jajangmyeon. So that it's been incorporated in like Korean cuisine.
And it is much sweeter than like a Chinese jajangmyeon.
It's kind of unrecognizable to the Chinese jajangmyeon. Mm-hmm. And so Ronnie Chang is on the podcast and so the question to him was, do you prefer Korean or Chinese jajangmyeon? And he doesn't understand because I don't think he's ever had Korean jajangmyeon. Right. He doesn't even know that's a thing. So he looks over at, I guess there's another Chinese girl on the panel, and he's straight up speaking to her in Mandarin and being like, what are they saying?
And
what
then she's like, oh, it's sweeter. And he's like, sweet?
Mada. Like, the fuck? Who eats sweet noodles? And so they're saying this in Mandarin, and then the Koreans are like, wait a second, he's talking shit.
And he turns around and Ronnie goes, oh yeah, yeah, those are really good. Yeah. So I like those. I also saw another TikTok, and I'm not sure if they're like listening to what we're saying, but I'm getting all this content saying that there is a lot of conflict between Chinese and Korean people right now. Maybe it's our podcast. Maybe that's what is fueling the flames here.
Your phone can read the room between you and me. Yeah. It's like, ooh, there's so much tension between Chinese and Koreans. a lot of business stuff happens in this episode too. Yeah. We're just going to just skip over that. I mean, shares are being transferred. Shares are being used as collateral. Ultimately, what we're getting with the business stuff is that Eunsung and Mo Money Mo Problems have set it up so that this land deal is going to get bungled. And with that, Eunsung comes in as a hero with his private equity money and he saves the day.
And now he gets a majority of his shares.
And he's a sole investor into the land deal. On the other hand, Mo Money Mo Problems is working on Chairman. She's getting his power of attorney.
Mm. She had sowed the seed with the chairman that I'll take the embezzlement claim.
And I'll go to prison for you.
I'll go to prison for you. And that gets him feeling like, oh, I can trust her.
So he gives her power of attorney.
Yeah, because he's an idiot. And, and that power of attorney allows her to make any medical decisions on his behalf. There was also some kind of claim that the shares would transfer to her if he was in a coma.
How many people do Eunsung and Mo Money Mo Problems have in their pocket? Because not one lawyer in that room, as he's revising his will, was like, maybe this isn't a good idea. Maybe I should tell your son.
Yeah.
We watch this and we think, oh, that's so unrealistic. But actually, there's so many stories like this.
What?
In real life. Like,
are there?
The Redstone family, Sumner Redstone, he was Viacom's president. At the end of his life, he had some kind of girlfriend, housekeeper, who was basically keeping him from his daughter, Sherry Redstone. And you know, Sherry Redstone was supposed to take over. It's like CBS, Viacom, Paramount, the whole thing. Yeah, and I mean, and so these stories happen where these girlfriends weasel their way in with these older, important men, and then they try to keep them away from their family so that they can get all the money. We get to his birthday party, and this is the night it all goes down.
This is what we call the climax.
Again, you looked me straight in the eyes. You said climax. It made me very uncomfortable. Chairman's playing Jang-gi with, you know, Mo Money, Mo Problems. I don't think we realize as the audience that it's coming down right now, but we see that Hyunwoo and Crazy Aunt have actually banded together because both of them are suspicious of Eunsung and Mo Money, Mo Problems, and they've come together to try to figure out what's going on.
And they have gotten enough clues now that they know that Eunsung and Mo Money are mother and son.
Crazy Aunt got it by ripping the hair out of Mo Money Mo Problems.
Gosh, it was so good.
Crazy Aunt was too crazy. She knew Mo Money Mo Problems was a problem. Instead of bringing it to her dad in a calm, rational way, she's always just screaming and crying at him. Of course, Chairman is like, get out. You are too much.
Crazy she's Aunt just drove me desperate nuts. For her father's affection. You know, she's got daddy issues.
It's dawning upon Chairman that he's getting bamboozled. He starts becoming paralyzed.
It turns out that while they were playing Jang-gi, that Mo Money had coated the pieces with some powder. He kept touching his nose. So now every time I touch my nose, I think about that. Who's poisoning me? And as he is, I mean, maybe having a stroke or a heart attack, she comes over, Mo Money, Mo Problem comes over and tells him, this drug is working exactly as they said it would. So you're going to go into a coma. Don't die, though, because now it's my turn.
So that's it. We've got the takedown of the chairman.
It's all going up in flames.
Eunsung gets to take over the company and the Hong family is left with nothing. So we see in episode 9, they're kicked out of their house.
Yeah, I feel like I was looking at my notes. I have nothing from 9. I wrote nothing. Because now I think they're transitioning into
bringing these two back together.
Yeah, Hyunwoo and Hane getting back together. There's not a lot of action that's happening in episode 9.
Yeah, Hyunwoo and Hane, they're at the country again. They're forced back into the same living quarters. And so it's a lot of, you know, texting each other at night from their beds. It's a split screen and it's like dot, 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 type, 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 delete, 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 top, 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 delete, delete, delete. Like, don't say the real thing you want to say. Delete, delete, delete.
Well, okay. So last night you were drunk and then you were like, yeah, that one scene with the iPod, which is what Leanne calls the iPod because they're not using the real name. And you were like, that's just like you.
Invisible string.
No, you were saying like, and I wasn't sure if you were referencing when Hane said, oh, it must be someone who's so beautiful that you kept to this for so long. And I was like, was she saying that that part is me? Or was she saying Hyunwoo who tells her, oh, what are you talking about? I'm putting this away. Like he could never tell her the real, how he really felt. I don't know. You were drunk and you were saying that was so you. So I'd like an explanation.
Well, I don't remember that. It's not in my notes. My whole thing with that scene was He's such a scared guy.
Yeah.
He feels like he can never say the right thing with her, and she's always kind of testing him. I don't know what I meant by that. I don't think you are testing your husband all the time.
Or you think I'm so self-involved that I think that I'm the most beautiful person in the world, maybe.
No, but I would think that you would have said that. Like, wasn't she the best? Yeah. You know?
You're right.
Yeah, I know you
would. That would have been me.
So maybe that is what it is. Yeah, what else do we see in this episode? We see Crazy Aunt is, she's so crazy. She's just crying all the time. She blames herself that Mo Money, Mo Problems did all of this to her father because, you know, she wasn't nice to her.
Oh, do you think she's going to end up with the neighbor who has the mom who has dementia?
It
sounds like it, right? Because she was asking about him.
Yeah, she's looking for her fifth husband in the country. We haven't really talked about the dumb young brother and his wife. So his wife was part of the whole plot. Like, her side of the job is done, so she moves to the U.S. and takes the little boy with her. The little boy who actually isn't dumb brother's son, but dumb brother has really loved being a father to this boy.
Did you feel sorry for him watching it?
I did. I thought it was nice. You know, they always position him as such a dummy. The only redeeming thing about him is that he's actually very kind to his wife. And wants to be a good father to the son. But the best part was he's reading, and he's crying reading this letter that she wrote to him, the goodbye letter. She signs off. She says, "You're quite stupid."
Oh.
I wish I could sign off some of my emails like that. Per my last email.
And then you should write at the very bottom of it, written by ChatGPT.
Yes. You are quite stupid. Eunsung in this episode is going a little crazy. He's getting a little like sweaty and weird. He finds out that Haein is dying. She has three months to live. So he's basically like, everything that I've worked for the last 25 years, and now she's dying. That's really hitting him that it's all been a waste.
But what a creep. He took her wallet and then got her ID and then printed out her medical records. Also, there are much easier and better ways to get somebody to fall in love with you.
So we see at the end of the episode, something's going on with Hyunwoo and some landlord.
What is this? He's getting beat up, or not? He's not getting beat up, but he's fighting some gangster.
I don't know what's going on, but definitely Eunsung is involved in that. And then Eunsung now tracks down where Haein is. Haein running out in her Tom Brown sweater. I kind of need that sweater.
Oh my gosh, I know, she looks very good.
I want that sweater so bad. She runs out in her Tom Brown sweater to welcome Hyunwoo back from work, so they can all eat dinner together. And she gets out there on the dark street. It's not Hyunwoo, it's
Eunsung, David,
looking really ominous. He has like a belted jacket a little bit. It's very like dictator military-esque.
Well, I saw that he has been going out on television and saying like he's not getting any advertisement roles or like CFs, that's what they call them. Because everyone associates him as being a villain, because now he's been in two things where he's been a really kind of evil guy.
And really good at it.
Yeah, and people, he's like too good at his job. And so people don't want him hawking their products.
I was looking at his face and I was like, he doesn't have enough chin.
Okay. Let me see. Let me go back and look.
Yeah, I need more chin to sell me dumplings. Okay.
Or I was thinking he should do a CF for those like V-line masks. Hook it onto your ear. And then it's supposed to give you a stronger chin.
But is it a massager? Is it moving?
No, it's a mask. I don't know. It's probably,
so it's just like lifting it up.
It's lifting it and you hook it onto your ear, so then it's like tightens it.
Huh.
Well, they could do a before and after.
And then he just gets surgery for the after.
That's right.
Got it. So that was the end of the episode. Hyunwoo is fighting for his life. Eunsung is being a terrible creep. We do see in the epilogue of episode 9 a Subway product placement. Subway product placement, like, you're looking at me very confused, yeah, but what? Subway product placements are always happening in these really elite dramas.
Meaning
they go to Subway.
Taking the Subway. Oh, I thought you were like, they were promoting taking the Subway, because there was an epilogue, right, where they're in the Subway. And I was like, oh yeah, they're like really trying to clean up the environment, get people to ride the Subway. No, but you're right. I haven't.
Subway sandwiches.
Subway sandwiches. Thank you very much. I have not. We haven't had a product placement in this show, that not a very obvious one.
Not a big one. No Copicos.
But yes, you're right. There's always got to be a Subway.
We didn't see what they ordered in this one, but in one drama one time, they ordered a seafood sandwich. I was like, no, Korean, please.
I remember this.
Do not order a seafood sandwich at Subway. Never do that.
Although if you think about like a shrimp Louie, I mean, yes, it being at Subway is
probably that's the problem. Yes, yes, order a shrimp Louie at a restaurant. Don't order it at Subway.
When's the last time you went to a Subway? Every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, I want that fluffy bread. Although now we know that bread is toxic and it has terrible things inside of it. But I always want it after watching a Korean drama.
I used to work above a Subway. I used to work very late nights. And it was also like $6 for a full meal.
It was so cheap.
Yeah. So I would eat that almost every day for dinner. Yeah.
I used to eat it because I thought it was healthy. Like, there was a point when it was sort of hawked as a healthy meal.
Pressed meats are not good for us, I think, ultimately. But yeah, no, the amount of nitrates I must have in my system from the Subway I ate in my youth. Oof. So that's it. That's 7, 8, 9 for us.
Are we going to do 10, 11, 12 next week?
I think we have to. I am dying to just finish this up. I really want to see, does she die? Is Crazy Aunt going to marry a farmer? You know, all these things I need to know.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? There was one funny part where the dumb brother was trying to get on Hyunwoo's side. And he's like, David, who cares about David? He didn't even go to the military. He's American. Can't trust that guy. In Korea, that is such a big deal.
That you've never been to the military?
Yeah. And there was a Korean-American pop singer back in the 90s, Yoo Seung-jun. He went out there, made it huge, and he evaded the military by doing something. He has been so disgraced that he cannot come back to the country.
Really?
His career plummeted. He's living out in the States, I heard. He's just like doing real estate or something. Like they vanish him. They hate him because it's such an honor to have served in the military.
Thanks for sticking with us. That's it for episodes 7, 8, 9. Next week, we will be back with 10, 11, and 12. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.